think the success of this year's program in some ways looks really similar to past year's program, and in other ways it is really different.
Elizabeth Ogata Simpson, lead graduate student facilitator for Utah State University's Native American STEM Mentorship Program, or NASEMP, says typically the program hosts 25 to 30 students for a four-week residential program in Logan, with a week of on-campus orientation to USU's student resources, then 3 weeks to experience hands-on research in different labs. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the program was forced to go virtual this year. She says faculty and grad students, many returners from previous years, got creative with online experiences and trainings for this year to keep participants engaged. One geoscience program even sent sampling kits to students to do research in their own backyards for a citizen science project. Simpson says despite the technological challenges, students appreciate the program running.
Just talking with some of the students during the facilitator class this morning, there were a few of them who were saying that they've had a chance to get their family members and people they live with involved, either listening in to research presentations or, you know, going out and using some of the tools they've learned working in their lab to explore the spaces around them. So I think that's a really unique aspect of this year's program and the student doing these remote research experiences from their homes.
Simpson says it's important for the program to continue not just for the love of science and math the research can foster, but the relationships built in the program as well, because ultimately it is these relationships that foster student success. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacione.